This episode is brought to you by EY. How can EY teams help you create a better version of your company? We work with you to turn data into greater insights, invest to drive growth, and realize your strategic vision through thoughtful implementation. Visit ey.com/reimagine to learn more.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/earnings. netsuite.com/earnings.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Bloomberg Quick Takes Tim Stenovic on Bloomberg Radio.
I got to say, I love this time of year for many reasons. There's Christmas trees being delivered to the city. And
it's not even Thanksgiving
New
yet.
New York Stock Exchange.
We still got Halloween candy on the counter at home.
Eat it already. Yeah. All right. But one of the reasons it's such a good time of the year, it's a super uber feel-good moment, courtesy of the team at L'Oreal Paris USA. It's an annual honoring of women who are committed to improving the lives and worlds of vulnerable communities. Everything from civil rights advocacy and financial hardships from families with medical treatment are going through. There's just so much that they single out, and it's particular women who are on a mission.
We've got with us Ali Goldstein. She's president of L'Oreal Paris USA. She's with us right now in the Bloomberg Interactive Brokers studio. Ali, it's great to see you this year. It's good to have you back with us. How are you thinking about the program holistically in a year like 2022?
And it's called Women of Worth.
It's called Women of Worth.
Did I not say that?
I don't think I said it either.
Okay. Well, first
everybody
thanks,
knows.
It's a Monday kind of day.
Thanks, Carol. Thanks, Tim, for having me back again. It's a privilege to be here. This program, the L'Oreal Paris Women of Worth, it's our pillar program for the brand. We're in our 17th year of doing this. We will honor, we honor 10 women every single year. So we have an alumni network of 160 women. This year we will add 10 more women. And it's really about celebrating women who are leading grassroots organizations and giving back to their communities against probably some of the most important causes out there. And our job as a brand is really to support them financially. We do give them $20,000 each, but it's really about giving them access, awareness to everything that L'Oreal Paris can offer, and giving visibility to the causes that they represent.
And dig deeper because, I mean, you know, I've been at the event. It's really heartwarming because there's some really tough issues that are out there, and some of them are people who see it firsthand or some people who just realize there's a vulnerable community and there's a way to do it better. So dig a little bit deeper into what it is, because it's just unbelievable.
So we look for the causes often that people don't want to talk about, and and we look for a variety of causes. And this year, actually, when we surfaced and we were screening all of the applications, we had over 1,000 applications for this, of which we select 10.
And people nominate people.
And people nominate others. So some are self-nominations, some are friends and colleagues that nominate the women. And this year, we basically, where we netted out is there were three big themes that emerged. One, mental health, no surprise.
Right.
Two, issues related to socioeconomic issues. And three, a host of causes that are supporting children. And that was really, this year, the big themes that emerged, which I think we are so excited and proud to be helping these organizations.
I want to talk about one of the winners and their accomplishments, specifically Mindy Atwood. She's got two sons who dealt with life-changing illnesses at a young age, and that inspired her to launch an organization that helps families who are dealing with financial hardships for children who are in treatment and recovery as well.
Yeah.
What really stuck out about her story?
So I think, so Mindy's organization is called Patches of Light. And what's so great about her organization, which is similar for many others, is that it's really started through a personal challenge. Mm-hmm. So this is, you know, she faced issues where her own children were suffering as you said, from health issues. And oftentimes what we find out is the parents are so overwhelmed by the health issues and taking care of their children mm-hmm. that they're not able to pay their rent, pay their utility bills. And the organization really supports people who are in similar situations to what she was in. And that was sort of the impetus for her creating this organization, to basically help people who need to be able to focus on their children and can't worry about continuing their jobs and paying their bills. And so it's truly grassroots, and she provides care packages, financial support, babysitting for the siblings, whatever is needed to these organizations. And that's one really great example.
Allie, don't judge me, but these guys know I'm obsessed with Shark Tank. Yes. But what's interesting about it is it's often people, I know, judgment, right, but what's interesting, it's often people, and sometimes it's a really heartwarming situation too, where they're just, whether it's something for their kids, something that's needed because they see it firsthand. And I feel like that's what's really remarkable about so many of these stories. Yeah. These are people who are seeing things that maybe are getting missed by so much of our community, and they want to do something. And just got about 20 seconds and we'll come back.
Yeah. I mean, it's, most of the stories are extremely emotional. Yeah. You know, we have another, Susie Vibrielle Room Redux, and what she does is her organization goes in and redoes the bedrooms of children that have been abused in their actual bedrooms. Wow. So that's one that the hair on my my arm stands up every time I talk about her.
Because it's about the physical space.
Exactly. Yep. And the memories that it evokes. And so the best thing she could do is wipe away those memories, or at least try to minimize them by changing the environment.
When cyber criminals strike, the difference between a catastrophic event and resilience is preparedness. Finance leaders who plan ahead can thwart the damage posed by ransomware. Yet in a recent EY poll, only 23% of directors expressed confidence in their organization's ability to respond to a ransomware attack. Cyber preparedness is just one facet of the complex risk landscape finance leaders face every day. Now more than ever, it's vital to keep ahead of developments. Cybercrime, macroeconomic conditions, ESG reporting. You can't predict the future, but you can prepare for it. By understanding your risk, you can make your business resilient to challenges on the road ahead. What's more, you can turn those risks into opportunities. EY helps CFOs, boards, and audit committees see beyond the numbers to uncover the critical insights that make their organizations resilient, even in an ever-shifting landscape. For more insights that matter, visit ey.com/beyondthenumbers.
Intel is the spark for the dreamers who do. Those with the ambitious, out-of-reach ideas, begging to become real solutions. They share a vision for how our world and our lives can thrive when bold thinking meets strong silicon. They dream of a life with no diseases, of cleaner, greener, more reliable energy through the power of supercomputing. They dream of trust and privacy for all, of advancing and expanding education by bringing AI everywhere. Intel is the spark to start something new, to build something better, to know that no dream is too daring when you have the right foundation. It starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
I want to get back to Allie Goldstein. She's back with us, president of L'Oréal Paris USA, here in our Interactive Brokers studio. You know, Allie, you said you guys have been doing Women of Worth for 17 years, and so you've got a lot of alumni. As you look back and you look at what some of them have accomplished, how do you think about the impact that these women have had overall on so many important parts of our society and forgotten parts often?
I mean, I think these women have really just brought awareness and support for organizations that are so difficult to deal with. And many of the women in our alumni network, I mean, now 160 women, have really gone on and accomplished amazing things. We have one Nobel Prize winner. We have a few who have received presidential medals of honor. I mean, we actually have a pretty good track record. We've identified some fantastic women. And we've also just launched, it seems it's finally, but we've just launched a LinkedIn alumni network, because what we're also recognizing is the women themselves can help each other. So many mm-hmm. of the causes are become similar over time. And so the older women of worth, the more seasoned, can help the new ones. And L'Oréal Paris can kind of create create this network that brings them all together.
Can you talk a little bit about how in the earlier years, how the themes changed to what the focus is in recent years or what the themes are in recent years?
Yeah, I mean, I think the themes themselves don't change that much. Although I think we're more comfortable talking about kind of the dirtier topics.
I see what you're saying.
And things in terms of abuse have really mm-hmm. become front and center. Mental health has become front and center. And then there are things that are timely. This year, one of the honorees is a nurse. Shannon and Peek from Operation Happy Nurse. So, yeah. And you can imagine with COVID and the pressure of being in hospitals, the mental health crisis that our nurses are facing. And so this organization provides support for nurses. That's extremely timely right now, probably has existed for a long time, but with COVID, it's rampant. And so we see trends sort of come up and down depending upon what's happening in the world.
Allie, I often think about, Tim and I spend so much time talking about the small business owner and how it's the backbone of like the U.S. economy. And I think about what you guys have done over 17 years is through Women with an Idea, mm-hmm. helping out a community that piece by piece, it starts to make a pretty significant difference.
Absolutely. And really what we do is pretty simple. We help support them financially. We give them a forum to give awareness to their causes,
right.
which then brings additional support. And we sort of rally people around them and we help educate, we help expand their network. So we did, in August, we did a summit out in LA where we brought the 10 women together. So they meet each other and create that network. And then we bring speakers in to help them. And oftentimes it's things like how to manage social media, how to do fundraising even better, how to deal with legal issues, diversity, recruiting diverse talent. It's many of the things that large organizations often face, but these groups have so much fewer resources, mm-hmm. and that's where we come in.
Have the geographies shifted at all in the years that you've been doing this? I mean, you have people from all over.
Yeah, we always have people from all over, and in fact, it's one of the things we look for when we do our selection of the 10. We purposely look for geographic diversity. We mm-hmm. look for diversity across the board: age, ethnicity, geography, causes. But certainly, we're seeing issues all over the country.
All right, we have to ask you, this, because we're at a funny time, yes. and you talk about issues. There's so
what
many...
What a different time versus a year ago when we last saw you, Allie.
Well, yes, but there's still lots of questions about kind of the global economic environment, and we feel like some things we could count on, whether it was supply chains and so on and so forth, like they're still in question. We're talking about recession. How do you guys see? You're a global company. Yeah. You deal with supply chains. How do you see it right now?
I think we're learning to live in a very volatile world. And that's the new normal that we face, I think generally people like beauty. We've seen over the last few months, it's been pretty resilient. I can't predict what's gonna happen in the next 6 months, but I can tell you that, beauty, there's an emotional piece of beauty. And, doing your hair, putting on some makeup.
And you guys saw it through the pandemic?
We see ups and downs, but generally, we see, a pretty decent resilience in the market.
Have you seen any shift yet in the way that customers are spending? I mean, you have so many different brands at L'Oreal, and I'm wondering if you're seeing some of the brands that aren't as expensive see higher sales and essentially, for lack of a better term, some customers trading down to buy those.
I think we see very different, there's dynamics all over the place. So there are some group of individuals who might decide to switch from a department store product to a mass market product. In some cases, someone might take a break and spread their hair coloring and stretch it out a bit. Mm-hmm. Some people might decide, instead of going on vacation, I'm going to invest in a great skin cream. So there's lots of different dynamics that are happening, and all of it takes effect, And so we have a very diverse portfolio of products, of brands at all different price points, and that's our goal, is to reach everyone and provide an option no matter who you are and what you can afford.
Do you guys talk much about recession or concerns about recession and hunkering down in this environment?
I mean, we talk about it as we always have to. We always consider fluctuations in the market, and that's where the diversity of our portfolio generally helps us. Yeah.
All right, we just got about a couple minutes, and just to wrap up, and you guys actually have voting that goes on.
So we have voting. So each year, we narrow down to 10 women, and then we ask the public to select one woman who's our national honoree. She gets an extra $25,000. And so voting is now live on womenofworth.com. It will be live through the end of November, and then we'll announce in December who our national honoree is.
Can you believe you're still doing this?
It's great. We're going to do it forever. We're already looking to the 20th year.
Last year we had the national honoree come on our program last year, and she was fantastic.
Yeah. You had one of the honorees come on the program, and they're all fantastic. Honestly, the national honoree is really a way to engage the public and get people to read the stories, but all 10 are fantastic.
I will say that, having gone there and just being like, how do you single one out? And I think what's really great is you provide a platform for all of them, and they all benefit from one another and the attention that you give them and the support, because it's like having a seat at the table, mm-hmm. and you give them that opportunity to have that seat and even do more, which is pretty impressive. Yes. Thank you. We needed some good feeling.
Nice way to start the week.
We really did.
My pleasure. And thank you so much for having me again, of course.
Good luck with it. Ali Goldstein, she's president of L'Oreal Paris USA, back in our Interactive Brokers studio, talking about the Women of Worth program. And you can find out more by just searching on it, and you can read at their website.
Intel is the spark for the dreamers who do. They dream of a life with no diseases, of cleaner, greener, more reliable energy, of advancing education, by bringing AI everywhere. Intel is the spark to start something new, to know that no dream is too daring when you have the right foundation. It starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
Success. It's discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. It's what Stiefel's been doing for over 130 years. And it's why Stiefel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management and investment banking firms in the industry. Stiefel. It's where success meets success. Start your journey at stiefel.com. That's STIEFEL.com.
Stiefel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.